Yeah, no, we don't necessarily.
And we are back.
And we're back. If you missed Sam Op, I'm really sorry for you.
No. We're not talking about him yet. Welcome back. In the first hour, you missed our interview with Blair from The Facts of Life.
Blair is getting old, but she's still beautiful.
In what way?
In every way.
All right. That wasn't cool. She wasn't actually with us in the studio. She phoned in.
Well, I think she's a surfer.
She's actually going to be on the new episode of Survivor.
Oh, not surfing.
You watch Survivor, right?
No.
Do you know who does watch Survivor?
No.
Sam Op. All right. All right. You also missed our review of Household Mops and Brooms.
You know who knows a lot about that?
Who?
Sam Op.
Oh, yeah. That was funny what he said about the mop. The mop heads and how they're interchangeable.
It's true.
And how you can use different ones for different tasks, such as scrubbing and or cleansing.
It seems as though he's at task all the time.
It was an incredibly boring interview.
It was a little weird.
And review. But we're going to keep doing it. Why? Because it's fun. And you know who else is fun?
Sam Op.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We also voted on our least favorite Spice and Spice Girl.
Sam Op.
Yep. Both ways. He won both of those competitions. No, but really, what's your least favorite spice, Paul?
I really love rosemary.
No. What's your least favorite spice, Paul?
I really love garlic.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to write the word least out really largely. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, what is your... And then I'm going to hold this up and then I'm going to say
asparagus.
Favorite spice. Okay, ready? What is your
Brussels sprouts
favorite spice? Not even close with that's not even a spice anymore. Okay, let's go back to the Spice Girl thing though. Who was your least favorite Spice Girl? We already voted on this. This was last hour stuff.
That was last hour. Sam Op.
Are you just gonna repeat what I say today or are you gonna actually have some input in the show?
Really, dude? Really?
Yeah, really.
Okay.
Okay, because I've listened to the last 18 shows and all you've done is repeat what I say.
I just repeat what you say.
Okay, we also took a phone call from the City of Sacramento Comptroller, Charles Workington. What'd you think about that?
I don't even know what a comptroller is.
Did you know that because he called in, we can pretend that this was a remote comptroller?
Oh! And we're back with good jokes from Max.
Oh, look. Somebody's already drawn out our show for us.
Okay, cool.
I like this.
Me too.
Okay. So we're supposed to do intro to show and topic of the day for the first 10 minutes. Oh, actually, we're past that. No, break. It's break time, Paul. Break. For approximately the next 10, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. This is how I spin my breaks.
We're
generally
not doing
counting
breaks.
Down to.
We're not doing breaks.
No. This is what we're working off of now. Back to topic. All right, Paul, now that we're back to our topic, we were totally talking about the topic. Paul, what do you have to say about our topic?
Our topic is very interesting, and you should totally stay tuned, because that is
a teaser. No, we're not teasing. No,
teaser.
We're back from break. No, we're back.
Oh, we're back from break.
We already teased.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so say some more about the topic.
The topic was so interesting.
Wasn't it?
Totally.
I can't...
I think that it changes a little bit of my view about a lot of things.
Well, if you kind of take it from the viewpoint of somebody else, then you kind of understand the topic.
Well,
you know,
if you
from
wrap your
angle.
Head around it, and try and take all of those angles in, then it does sort of change your view.
So basically, you want to absorb the topic, regurgitate the topic, remove yourself from the topic, put yourself in someone else's shoes regarding the topic, and then look at the topic.
You just have to look at the topic.
I see what you're saying.
Okay.
All right. So let's talk about sports, Paul.
Okay.
You would discuss some things that you saw over the weekend, some football items that
I
you wanted to talk
about. I saw some things.
Uh-huh.
There were some things doing in sports.
Yeah.
So I saw them.
We watched the one game.
Yep, we saw that game.
We actually watched that one together. That was kind of crazy.
It was totally crazy, and I thought in the third quarter, it was interesting the way they did that.
You mean the big fake-out maneuver?
Whatever that you call that, that was very interesting, and in actuality, I'm not necessarily sure that it was that beneficial to the end of whatever sport.
It was the old two steps forward... three steps back play.
Totally.
Statue of Liberty style.
That is an old play.
And it was a fakie reverse, which really blew my mind.
And it was that team from the Midwest.
And who knew they would have had two balls on the field at the same
time?
Did
you see that team from the East?
Oh, buddy.
Yeah,
After they made that big trade last week, I knew that that team from the East was totally going to win that game.
Totally. The East was totally going to win that game.
They are so much better.
Because they made that trade.
They are so much better at that position now.
I agree.
They were pretty much a joke before.
Well, and the penetration of the tight end was just very interesting in that Big East game.
Well, thanks, BK, with the tight end penetration talk. That's very impressive. Did you want to refer to buttholes now?
No, I'm good.
Buttholes for a little while?
No, I'm good on buttholes.
All right.
But thanks for asking.
So, we also discussed fantasy. No, we didn't discuss. We're about to discuss some fantasy football.
Okay, and my players are doing great.
And here's the best part about our discussion of fantasy football. We have fantasy football expert Samuel W.R. Opp here with us.
Sam Opp, what do you have on fantasy football?
Gotta go big with Gandalf. That's really where you gotta hit it. Maybe some gnomes.
Gnomes?
Gandalf and the gnomes seem to actually have a little bit of pressure going on right now.
You know, maybe it's a big gamble, but if it pays off, it will pay off in dividends.
What do you think about picking up a few Jawas for my offensive line?
Not necessarily sure what you're talking about.
Jawas maybe have been really struggling with their defense. It's really got to get some big, bulky players. That's why I'm going gnomes for my D. Maybe some orcs.
How about some
gnomes and orcs, dude? What do you think about that, Max? Gnomes and orcs.
Well, I've actually got a third level wizard orc with a powerful battle axe who's going to be
that sounds
my
killer.
New quarterback.
That sounds killer.
Yeah, he is killer. He's a killer.
He does sound like a killer.
He's literally a killer.
My quarterback is a fifth level dark elf druid with a. Epic staff of willpower.
Ooh, what kind of crystals do you have?
The blue and the red ones. I don't know what they do, but they give me +5 to everything.
I like it.
I'm not necessarily sure that is coordinative with our new team.
This Sam Opp fella sounds like he's got a lot of pewter wizards and crystal dragons around his home.
It's true. And maybe a little bit... Yes. And we're back with Sam Opp. What else do you have?
What else, Sam?
I got a little bit of...
All right, Sam, what you got?
Silver.
Mark Silver.
He's actually the secret weapon in my fantasy league.
What powers
does he have? We refer to him as Toothy Ruthie. And we're back.
What else do you have on your team, dude?
Nelson Mandela?
Dude, I have Nelson.
Is he a fantasy? Paula Abdul. I've got Paula Abdul because she's kind of my fantasy.
All right. I have Abdul McCharga.
Now you're just making stuff up. I almost said the S-bomb and got banned from the show. And we're back with more fantasy talk with Sam.
Sam
Opp, what you got?
What do you got?
Fantasies. Oh, man. I got all kinds of fantasies involving maybe...
Okay, and that's getting a little bit weird.
It's his rock and roll fantasy.
I just say it involves a tub of strawberry jelly and a short blonde-haired man.
What? And we're back with Sam Opp and his fantasies. My fantasies
include...
It's all
part of his fantasy.
Warlocks and... Actually, I like wenches. What do you think?
Ring! Ring!
Oh, my God. We have a caller. We have a caller.
Caller, you are on line 1,400,937. That doesn't make any sense. I'm just kidding. You're on line 3. What you got, caller?
Hello?
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 Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, caller.
Hello?
Yes. You are on the air on the LMAC show.
Is that Paul Lipinski?
Paul's in the
background. Oh, yes.
Paul's
I'm right here. I'm right here.
I think I hear Paul in the background.
I'm right here.
Yep.
Hello?
Yep. Hi.
Hello?
Caller?
Hi. Is that Paul? Can you ask Paul, does he prefer swimming in a swimming pool or swimming in a lake?
Paul, did you hear that question?
No, I didn't get
Hello?
It.
Do you prefer a swimming pool or a lake?
I don't care.
Paul does not care. He's not a swimmer.
Paul Lipinski? I think I hear Paul Lipinski.
He's talking.
I'm right here.
Paul's right here.
Hello?
What you got, caller?
Paul?
You've called the LMAX show, and I'm sure you have a question.
Does Paul like to go fishing?
What is your question, ma'am?
Do you like to go fishing?
No.
I do like to fish.
Paul loves to go fishing. Ma'am.
Ma'am.
Is there anything else you'd like to discuss while you're on the air?
No.
You're live on the radio.
Sam Opp is actually questioning if you're here or not.
No. What's Paul's favorite type of meat to eat for breakfast?
Paul, what's your favorite type of meat to eat for breakfast?
Sausage.
Sausage, ma'am. Ma'am, would you like to talk to Sam Opp? He's right here. We've got Sam Opp right here for you.
Is that Paul Lipinski out here in the background?
No.
Paul?
No.
Hello, Paul?
No.
What?
Sam's going to answer the next question.
What shirt is Paul wearing today?
Sam's wearing a red shirt.
Hello?
You're talking to Samuel Ott.
Hello?
Samuel Hello? W-R-F Ott.
Hello? Paul Lipinski?
No.
Is this Paul Lipinski?
Jesus, no.
Hello?
Did you have a
Does
question
Paul
for the
have dental surgery?
I don't think he likes to have dental surgery.
I hate dental surgery.
Hello?
No, you're lucky. You're here with Max and Sam.
Are we going to talk sports today?
Yes, we're
is
talking sports.
Talking about sports? I like.
Yes.
No.
Hello.
Did you see the Broncos?
What's Paul Lipinski's favorite sport?
What's your favorite sport, Paul?
Hello. Hello.
Underwater, but what?
Hello.
No, we're going to go ahead and get rid
Hello?
Of you, Paul. No, we're done.
Hello.
Nope. Bye. Click.
Hello.
Nope. All right.
All right.
That was informative.
So, I'm not necessarily sure that was comfortable for anybody actually listening.
Okay, it wasn't. We do have a big announcement, though. This weekend is CODAFest.
Have you gotten your tickets to CODAFest, dude?
I have not yet gotten my tickets to CODAFest.
You have to go, man.
All right.
It's going to be awesome.
Well, I've heard a little bit about it, but let's go ahead and play a little
promo.
We're
going
to
learn
for
a lot there.
All right. And we're back.
And we're back.
106.7 KBPI, Coors Light, and Southwest Airlines want to send you and three lucky friends to Vegas for CODAFest.
Experience the true rock and roll lifestyle as you stay in a penthouse suite on the Strip. Rock out with Kiss, Metallica, and Nelson.
Listen every weekday from 3 to 6 to the Tim Smith Show for your chance to call in and win. Only on 106.7 KBPI.
KBPI rocks the Rockies, and what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
And we're back.
And we're back.
All right. So we're back now with some local and world.
Yes, it seems that
was Sam Opp with the incredible and there.
That was very good stuff. The guy has sort of dyslexia.
He's our guest ander. No, he doesn't have any dyslexia.
He has lexdexia?
He does have that.
Okay.
Yep. Sam. Ooh, I have a funny joke. A dyslexic walks into a bra.
Oh, God.
All right. So we're working off of two different clocks right now, which
this
is making things very difficult.
No, it's actually the easiest thing I've ever done in my life.
We've got Sam Opp's clock here with his Sam Opp's beautiful handwriting and his circle.
He's okay. Got a good circle.
So at this point in the show...
Have you ever noticed Sam's circle before today?
No, I didn't really see, but...
I've actually looked at Sam's circle.
No.
Don't be a jerk about my circle.
No, I've looked at your circle. It looks...
Did you not catch Sam's backwards inverted reference?
No, I got it.
And mildly perverted?
Yes, well, and the reason is that everybody that comes on this show needs to talk about their anus.
Amos.
Oh, yeah, Amos and Johnny.
Famous anus. Those are my favorite cookies. Okay, and we're back. If you missed the first 23 minutes of the show, which was actually the first 10 minutes
13
or so,
maybe.
You missed our fantasy football talk. You missed our commercials. You missed an incredible phone call.
There was a really good phone call.
There was. So,
I think we almost had that phone call last week.
Could you do me a favor, Paul?
No.
You put your dick back in your pants?
No.
All right. So we've got a and we're back. Can we try to take this show seriously, guys? Please. Okay, because we've got to get to local and world news. So basically, local news in Belmar. There was
7 inches of snow.
7 inches of snow today.
I know, it's crazy. I think that everybody's driving like idiots. Like the first snowfall, all of a sudden, everybody drives like a total idiot. What is that? We're from Colorado. Well, most people are not from Colorado, but
I rode
I'm
my unicycle
people,
and I did just fine today.
Totally, dude. You rode your unicycle?
I always do that on snowy days.
No, okay. But I'm watching these people.
Asshole.
I totally watch these people doing cookies out in the parking lot, smashing into the other cars in the snow.
Doing
but it's
cookies?
Fun to watch everybody's moon boots.
What is doing cookies? Is that like a new, is that like meth? What is doing cookies?
Doing cookies means doing donuts in a parking lot.
Doing
I grew up
donuts?
In the mountains, sir. What?
What, doing donuts?
Now that is code for methamphetamine.
Oh, okay. So this was like double dark secret code.
A little bit.
And we're back. So if you guys want to email the show and complain about Paul's topics, you can email us at thelmaxshow@gmail.com.
There's a school bus stuck in the snow over there.
Ooh.
Yeah, 9 inches of snow, and a school bus gets stuck in the snow. 9 inches, dude.
Do you think we should go help them?
I don't know. I think we should go to whitewives.com.
I think it's our responsibility to stay on the air and get people through this.
Okay. Oh, talk them through their traffic issues?
Right.
Okay, let's
folks,
do traffic.
There are some major, major issues out there on Wadsworth.
Yes, Wadsworth
We've
is
got
backed
delays.
Up.
We've got a backup.
Yep.
at approximately Wadsworth and Chimichanga. So what you want to do is totally avoid that area.
Totally.
There's a semi that flipped over.
Yes.
Twice. Which makes it even worse.
Doubly worse.
There's a man trying to push his stroller across, but he's waiting for the crosswalk sign. But that's not coming.
Wait a second. With that,
wait. We're coming up with Sam. Sam often helps local drivers.
Yes, I just needed some clarification on that semi. Did it do front flips, back flips, or were they barrel rolls, or a combination of the two?
Well, it was
a combination of the two.
Paul, you didn't see it, but I did. It flipped sideways and then halted in midair and flipped forwards. It was incredible, and it was full of chickens.
I believe it was called a 360 flip if it was a skateboard.
It was a double whammy backslam gizmo flip if it was a skateboard.
Definitely. Oh, and the target sign has fallen off the building.
Oh,
dude, the winds are really picking up. that sign's actually... it's going to hurt somebody. And it got that minivan. It totally got that minivan. Not good. 9 inches of snow.
That was
this-
a maxi van.
Maxie, what the?
You probably couldn't tell because of the snow.
Okay. Theater of the Mind says that Maxie van has its period.
Boom. Ooh, Paul.
Yes.
Did you want to talk?
Sure.
All right, let's spin the wheel of voices.
Okay. What did that land on? I can't read it from here.
It landed on little girl whispering creepy.
That is a really hard one. All right, I'm going to go for it.
I'm going to kill you, la la la. Everyone's going to die, la la la.
You see how I landed that?
Good job, Paul.
Thanks, man.
That was impressive.
All right, let's spin it again. And Sam Opp is actually going to be the one to do this voice. You ready?
Ooh.
Sam Opp is our guest, and he is going to do this voice. Let's spin it.
Spin it good. Click, 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 click.
So you have a Canadian being attacked by a shark.
Oh, no, the sharks are coming, eh? Oh, no, it's got a big white man. Hey, you gonna know, eh? What you gonna do about that, eh? We're gonna get... Oh, my leg, eh?
And that was terrible.
What planet did you think Canada is on?
It's like that weird border between French and English Canada.
It's like a Jamaican Irishman moved to Canada and then was attacked by a shark. All right.
That's right. I went that extra level for you guys.
I think Sam deserves a respin.
Respin. You ready?
No.
Okay.
Go for it. Ticka 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 ticka. Wheel almost hit my face. Ticka ticka ticka
ticka. And you have a Mexican underwater.
Was that good enough, guys?
Yes.
Sam Opp, ladies and gentlemen.
Sam Opp. That was brilliant. Sam Opp has a show before ours right here on Monday at...
He comes on just before the first hour of the show.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He's actually here for the first hour. The first hour of our show.
And if you missed Sam Opp in the first hour, Sam talked about feminine hygiene products.
And the smelliness that comes with it.
Yep.
Thanks,
and
Sam.
The pH balance.
Okay, and we're back. Okay, so, folks, the phone's ringing again. Ring! Ring!
Will you pick up the frickin' phone?
It's kind of annoying, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. Caller, you are on line 9. Caller, what you got?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
It's Paul.
Oh, future Paul.
Future.
Oh, yeah. What you got, buddy?
Colonel Paul.
What's up, man?
That's you.
How are your mask skills?
Uh-oh.
Not
very good. Well, there's a bit of a problem.
What?
With the arc.
Oh, boy.
There's a problem with the arc, dude.
If the primary booster has an output level of 7 times 3, and the ocean current inverse factor is 1 minus 2.
Okay.
Times okay. X plus 3.
You got this
to the 4th.
No.
How do I set thruster level to achieve maximum fuel efficiency?
Oh.
3xy squared.
Hey, Paul, you got this?
Why was it
the future world depends on your answer?
I don't get what's happening.
Well, just kidding.
Oh.
Oh, you're kidding with us?
Paddles.
That is not cool, dude.
Fool's Day is September 17th.
Future Paul, you're a funny dude.
No, you're not.
Future Paul.
No, you're not. He's not funny.
That was not acceptable.
No.
It was as if he kind of just toyed with us there. But I like the idea that April Fool's Day has shifted in the future
to September 17th.
It just makes sense.
For what reason?
Probably because of daylight savings time. I blame the state of Arizona.
I blame global warming.
I blame Sam Opp.
I blame Sam Opp.
I blame Mark Silver.
And Mark Silver.
Mark Silver.
Mark Silver.
All right. Yes, and I'm chubby. We've got a new sponsor. A nude sponsor.
We have a nude sponsor.
The city of Sacramento has decided to sponsor our show. So, henceforth, and thus, we will be discussing Sacramento things here on out.
Sacramento is going to sponsor our show.
Paul.
Tell me.
Did you know that the hottest temperature ever recorded in Sacramento was 115 degrees June of 1961?
I wasn't born. But it seems hot.
Okay. Did you know that Sacramento is a Dutch word meaning windmill of the gods?
So the gods are Dutch?
Did you know that Sacramento is the 35th largest city in the United States, behind such cities as Detroit, Milwaukee, and New York City?
Are they going down in flames? Like Detroit, New York? And
Paul, did you know that Sacramento is the world's largest exporter of seasoned salt?
No, I did not.
All right.
But that is actually very interesting because I use seasoned salt a lot in my cooking adventures, which are generally on the stovetop and not in the oven.
Well, seeing as Sacramento is our newest sponsor, we're going to go ahead and kick it to a few Sacramento ads. Please feel free to enjoy these ads.
And give us a call.
Or go to the bathroom for a few minutes. And we're back.
Dan, we're back with more travel ads for Sacramento. Where else in California would you go?
It is the capital.
Halfway from Utah to the beach.
We still have the Kings.
NBA.
Kinda sounds like San Francisco.
Sometimes the governor is here.
Only 5 hours from fun.
Still the capital.
Can't spell Sacramento without sac, cram, or men.
Still not infected by the Real Housewives.
Sacramento, where no one loves each other. Yeah.
This is Bill Cosby telling you to travel to Sacramento. Now, where else in California would you go? Where else in California would you go? It's the capital. What do you mean, cut? I'm doing it right. I mean, it's the capital. Halfway from Utah to the beach. Duh. What do you mean that's not right? Bill Cosby does not mess up because I am the man. This is my show, and I don't do anything wrong. Back to the list. We still have the Kings, NBA, and they're the greatest. My wife Camille kind of sounds like San Francisco, but no, I mean, what do you mean, Kutch? Does she sound like San Francisco? I mean, Sacramento sounds like San Francisco. Aww. Sometimes the governor is here, and I love Sacramento. You know, one time, what do you mean? I can't tell a story on the air. I want to tell a story in the commercial. You're not paying. You know, when I did Jell-O pudding pops, I could do what I wanted. Aww. And sometimes the governor's here, only 5 hours from fun. Still the capital, can't spin away from Sacramento. Sacramento. This is stupid. This is, what is it? You know the problem with the black community. What do you mean cut? Still not infected by the Real Housewives. That's why I love Sacramento. And aw, Bill Cosby endorses this. And buy my book because it is coming out November 15th. You have a good one.
Hey, buddy, where should we go for Dave's bachelor party?
I don't know, man, but we need to go somewhere fun and exciting. Somewhere that will really make Dave say, wow.
We should totally go to a place where we can do all of Dave's favorite things. A tour of fabulous museums.
Dude, he likes a visit to the Capitol building.
And of course, he loves tons of great restaurants.
Don't forget, Dave loves great jazz jubilee and hookers.
I think I know where you're going with this. There's only one place in California that has museums, fabulous restaurants, a great jazz jubilee, hookers, and is the capital.
Oh.
Sacramento. This ad has been sponsored by hookers. The city and county of Sacramento and by the Salt Seasoners Union of California.
And we're back. In case you missed that, that was both of us saying Sacramento. Oh, yeah.
So I have a jailhouse recipe for you if you want it.
Okay, we have a new segment on the show called Prison Recipes with Paul.
Yes.
Where Paul is going to discuss the food options when you're incarcerated.
Yes.
And, you know, how to make the most of them.
Well, really, the food options go by the wayside because if you want to make pruno, what you do is you take your orange from your lunch tray, put it in a bag, and take sugar packets from your breakfast, put them in the bag with it, let them... what's that called when... ferment. Thank you. Sam up, everybody. Let them ferment into a wine called pruno, which is absolutely disgusting, but will get you drunk in jail.
Wait, you said pruno?
Pruno.
Not vino?
Not vino.
It sounds classy.
Nope.
Nope. All right.
Got no, it's not, there's nothing classy about it. And I also have another recipe where you take your noodles, get the, if you can get hot water, which is generally out of the faucet.
Okay.
And get the noodles to actually get soft and add your summer sausage right there in there.
Mm-hmm.
Then take mustard packets and ketchup packets from the lunch hall. Put them together into what is called a soup. It's actually called a burrito. You wrap it in somebody's sheet and or pillowcase and inside of a bag, and it turns into a large log of noodles, summer sausage, ketchup and mustard, salt and pepper. And I can't tell you how delicious that actually tastes while you're on the inside.
And you wrap it in a bed sheet?
Yes, you wrap it in a pillowcase and or bed sheet.
And
or bed towel.
Just in case you need to double bag it? Like a,
well, no, it's to keep it warm and let it really... And everybody wants to make it seep a little bit so that all the flavors move together.
All the flavors from the prison bed sheets?
From the bed sheets.
The what?
From the bed sheets and or the noodles, summer sausage, ketchup, mustard, and salt and pepper.
So I just went to the bathroom and drank directly from the toilet. Was that the idea?
It's a little bit like that, but we call that, Sam Op, vino. It's the only cold water you can find when you're incarcerated. You have to drink directly out of the toilet, preferably after you have flushed at least once. But it is good cold water in a nice steel toilet.
Sounds like a classy occasion.
Sounds like you're taking the fun out of it by flushing.
Well, that's Germans and Japanese. Germans and Japanese love to eat each other's feces and drink each other's urine, but...
And we're back! Okay! So, did you guys want to read the email address?
I totally want to read the email address. The email address is the LMAC Show. The LMAC Show at gmail.com. You can also Twitter us at the LMAC Show, or you can give me, Paul, personally, at cravenpain.com. No. cravenpain@yahoo.com, but I don't know how Twitter works. I don't even know how Twitter works.
At Craven Pain.
Craven Pain. C-R-A-V-E-N-P-A-Y-N-E.
You told me you've been promoting the show via Twitter. What have you been doing?
Lying to you.
And we're back. Also, we want to give out our special artist in residence, Reggie Bruce's Twitter account. That's at the Reggie Bruce. T-H-E-R-E-G as in G, and then another G as in G, i.e. Bruce.
Like how Reggie is a G, you mean?
Reggie's a G, MF-er.
Okay.
And we're back.
Do some drawing.
Special guest Sam, would you like to read some of the emails?
Sure. Just hand me the paper with all of the emails on them. Oh, that's such a clear and concise manner that people have sent messages to the lmacshow@gmail.com in email form.
That's typing, y'all.
Yes. So there's no vowels in this person's name. Oh, it's Trudy. I thought it said Tremdy.
You read it incorrectly.
Trudy in Minnesota writes, do you know a quick and easy way to glaze windows? Also, does Paul like to visit Mount Rushmore?
Well, I think we're going to have to ask Paul that question.
Well, I like Mount Rushmore. It is very large and rushy more.
Good point. Did you hear the first part?
No.
Do you know a quick way to glaze windows?
With urine.
Fair enough.
All right. Special guest Sam Mopp.
Email number two.
All right.
Bowie from space asks, have the robots destroyed all of the humans yet? Would you mind poking one of them?
Bowie's from space. I don't know. Do I need to poke a robot to actually know he's as high as
I am? No, dude, you wrote the email. You wrote the email.
Oh. And special appearance from Bowie. All right. Coming in to answer his own question.
And we've got even more emails.
Nathan in Colorado writes, what is your show about?
Crown Furniture, buddy.
Crown Furniture.
I think that's a car shop.
Buddy.
All right, we've also got some tweets.
And CodaFest. At T-W-P-O-H-A-I-L-L tweets.
Ooh.
You guys should talk about baseball more, like stats and stuff.
Ooh, let's talk about some baseball stats real quick, guys.
Baseball stats.
Baseball stats.
Okay, here's the deal with baseball stats.
All right, nobody cares.
You're right, and I don't understand. Why is everything, like, negative? It's all point stuff.
Yeah, the Rockies are 9 games behind with a .300 average with a
microphone. Well, not only
What's their ERA, Paul?
I don't...
Yeah!
Era is actually a time that has gone by without... ERA. Yes, I think that it's 3 point something.
Right here on the clock, it says we're supposed to be talking about sports and entertainment. Let's keep
sports
it up.
Entertainment
folks.
And sports. The entertainment about our Rockies is that they
are really
good and... Their stats are.
Have you guys heard the new Taylor Swift song?
Does it sound like Enya?
Kind of.
All right. New tweet just came in, hot off the presses.
Hot off the presses.
And this one comes from @ @grantkingery.
Ooh.
I think that might be words.
I don't think so.
I love watching your show with my dad. Thanks for helping my family bond in quote marks. I can't see that on the radio, but
no, I think we all felt your quotes.
He just made quotes in the air.
It happens sometimes. But you guys are helping him bond with his dad. That's not a question, but
kind of a thank you.
Yeah, it's a statement of fact, or maybe it's not a thank you because it's helping his family bond.
Kind of makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Is he James Bond?
Yes. Here's a real question though: is he Sean Connery or is he Pierce Brosnan?
Oh, come on, man. I'm older than you.
Who's the other guy? Leroy?
Roger Moore.
All right.
This one's kind of old. But it's from @Whamola. For those who aren't in the know, it's W-H-A-M-O-L-A.
Huh?
Says, can you explain how the buttons work? How many of them do you need to press in order to go on the air?
I'm pretty sure you have to turn off all the cues.
LMAX.
You need to rearrange the buses. and then all the AUD buttons need to be either just pushed or unpushed, right?
Just push the buttons, okay. All of them.
Is it working now?
Yes.
Are things still working?
And we're back on.
Are things still working now?
We're right. Really?
Really?
And we're here with Phlegm.
Hit the cough button next time you do that, buddy. Okay, now's the time in the show where we like to do our Otter Bits live read.
Live read.
This is how we make our money, folks. Please pay attention. We're going to go ahead and do this three ways.
He said three-way.
Right? Well, Sam Opp's here, so we're definitely doing a three-way.
Three-way.
So, I'm going to sing the normal part.
And thank God it's the police at Belmar again.
The two of you are going to simply read the chorus.
Are the Belmar police on Segway?
No, they're just in a car.
Oh, lame.
Lame.
Okay. If your dog likes to eat chewy bits that taste like meat, there's one treat that can't be beat.
Delicious chewy Otter Bits.
Is that really what you saw on the paper?
That's really
what you read off of this paper right here.
Sorry.
Say that one more time.
Delicious. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Here, I'm going to give Sam Opp a try.
Yeah. Okay. Right. We're going to go ahead and go to verse 2 with Sam.
All right.
If your cat needs some fun, and you know he is number one, you better go and get him some
chewy, delicious Otter Bits.
What is it about you guys?
That dude can't read either.
Well, I know, and we had BK and Greg in here last week. They couldn't read this either.
I wanted to mix it up. It's called an ad lib. Come on now.
How about if let me run my highlighter across the portions of this that you're supposed to read? This should not be hard, guys. Okay.
All right.
We're going to go back.
I'm trying again.
We're going back to stanza one with Paul. Paul Lipinski, folks. Paul Lipinski.
All right.
That's Paula, P-I-N-S-K-I.
And Kim.
If your dog likes to eat gooey bits that taste like meat, there's one treat that can't be beat.
Chewy, chewy Otter Bits.
Okay.
No.
So next on the clock, we've got the end topic and show, seeing as nobody can read on this show. Now let's try this one more time. We're going to do verse 3. Verse 3, Sam. Right here. Just read. You have to read.
Sam up.
Two lines.
Verse 3.
Two lines right here.
All right. All right. I just get the, I guess the, I get the Diluie and the Diluie and the Chilicious mixed up.
I've noticed. You kind of got a little bit of Paul in you that
apparently.
Way.
Apparently. Happens sometimes.
If your ferret likes to dance and you want to take a chance, you better go and prance, prance, prance.
Delicious, delicious, chewy, 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 Otter Bits. That was horrifying.
That was it's actually a new low for the Otter Bits read.
We're eventually going to get this Otter Bits right.
Okay, but first, let's play an ad.
We're Dem Pancakes.
Pancake Tan.
I said, We're Dem Pancakes.
Pancake Tan.
At
Pancake Tan.
You will find your own little slice of pancake heaven, whether it's a huge stack of yummy buttermilk pancakes or a plate of farm fresh eggs with a side of crispy smoked bacon. We have what you need at
Pancake Tan.
Come on in now for a 2-for-1 syrup special. We'll allow you to pour twice as much syrup as you normally would. So remember, next time somebody asks you Where Dem Pancakes, tell them to go to
Pancake Tan.
And give them a wink. Located at 222 Douche Avenue.
Pancake Tan.
Still better than Waffle Town.
Tired of living as slave to evil monster devil? Fighting for hope makes much pain and trouble for many happy citizens. We suggest you come to North Korea for a new life of joy and satisfaction. In North Korea, we have many good things, including
Supreme Leader, large building, happy citizen, photocopy machine, many flavors of water, clouds, much land for business, and a still living Elvis story.
That's not all. In fabulous North Korea, we also have
DVD player, Chuck E. Cheese, 400-foot-tall statue of Donald Duck, disco, unicorns, multiple television sets in many major cities out, crispy bacon, talking dog now.
So perhaps you're thinking that this will be a proper decision for your life. Come to North Korea and visit soon. North Korea, much luck to you.
Babe, go make me a sandwich.
I'm tired of making you sandwiches. Let's just go get steak.
No, steak is too expensive.
You never want to take me anywhere. And besides, it's not that expensive at Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, I love Texas Roadhouse. Fresh rolls, good steak.
See? It's so much better than a sandwich. And now you can actually take me out.
Texas Roadhouse, the best steak for your dollar with a pick your steak option. Come in today and bring your girlfriend too at C470 and Kipling.
What am I doing, guys? No, wait, am I on the air now? Guys, hello? I'm doing a remote. What's going on? Hello? All right. I've just got word that I'm here with movie legend and superstar Nicolas Cage.
Hey, thanks, Dwayne. It's nice to see you.
What the heck was that?
It's my voice. What's wrong?
Have you been drinking a lot today?
It's 9 in the morning. I still got some of the hair of the dog.
According to my stats, 49.8% of your movies absolutely suck, while 23% of your movies are absolutely terrible, and another 14% of them are unwatchable. What's up?
I do my best ones when I get a new wig every now and then.
What do you mean?
This isn't my real hair.
I don't understand.
It's fake hair.
All right, what does that mean, dude?
It's hair that I put on top of my head.
Perhaps you could say more than one sentence. According to my facts, 98.3% of people do answer questions with more than one word and or one sentence. But according to NicolasCage.net, you rarely ever do that. Back to you, buddy.
Yeah, I really have to see some of my movies to really understand who I am.
What's this movie about? Sounds shitty. What else?
I go back in time and I get a whole bunch of money from the devil, and he sells my soul for me.
Are you going to have a glowing skull again?
No, this one's like a consolidation tour.
Are you
deal.
Selling weapons again?
It's called Pawn Stars from Hell.
Are you really drunk again?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Are you wandering around aimlessly in front of the camera again?
As long as I'm naked, yep.
Jesus, your movies suck.
But they're so entertaining, and they make me so much money.
I understand. What do you do with that money, brother?
I roll in it. You ever seen Scrooge McDuck?
You know what I do? I roll with my money sometimes.
I bet you do a lot of rolling.
Scrooge McDuck is the man. He totally has that giant vault full of coins and dives right into it. He's a badass.
Right, he dives face first into a tub full of coins, and I love to do that too, except I get bruises.
You kind of sound like a pirate.
Happens sometimes. Yarr.
All right, well, that concludes our interview with this guy.
I'm maybe not Nicolas Cage anymore.
What are you?
I am a pirate.
Are you like Johnny Depp?
Yes, I'm on the set of Pirates of the Caribbean 5 in Puerto Rico.
Can you do a quick Johnny Depp impression for all of our fans?
Oh, here's my Johnny Depp as a pirate. Oh.
Okay, yes. I was asking if you could do a Johnny Depp impression. Like, you know, like the actor Johnny Depp?
No.
Oh, all right. Can you do any other impressions, Nicolas Cage?
I can do it myself.
No, like, really?
Think about it.
Is that like masturbating?
Yes.
All right.
For my mind.
Okay.
And my soul.
Can you do,
No.
Yeah. Can we spin the wheel? Spin the wheel, Nicolas Cage. Here, I've got my own tiny little wheel with me. Click, 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 click.
What are we
doing? All right. Nicolas Cage.
What's going on here?
We've got Southern Unicorn, who's excited. Do it, Nick. I know you got this, brother.
Oh, it might be a little outside my range.
Excited. I'm not picking up any Southern in your voice.
Y'all.
That's not really cool, man.
I just hung out with this guy from South Carolina. He sounded really unintelligent, so I just kind of picked up the y'alls from him.
And we're back. All right, do you have anything you want to promo before we get out of here?
I want to promo the LMAX show. It's really a good time right here. You do some great stuff here.
Thank you, brother.
So what's the stat about how good the Melmac show is?
According to my stats, I went to accustats.net/org/the Melmac show and found out that 19.8% of listeners stopped listening 4 minutes into the show.
That's
another 42% of those listeners only listened because they were listening to the Sam Op show before. Sam, what's that show called? I mean, Nick, what's that Sam Op show called?
I think it's called Talkies, actually.
That's a horrible name.
It is a horrible name, but
you should totally call it M4.
Four reels.
S4. Four reels.
If so many people stop tuning in after 4 minutes of show, and we're 55 minutes into it now, what are we doing here?
I'm confused. Can we kick it back to Paul?
No,
brother.
Hey, man, I'm here, dude.
What the hell was that?
I don't know, man. Some sort of explosion on the microphone.
Do you think that, what do you want to talk about, Paul?
I don't know. I think that we've kind of covered the gamut here at the LMAX show.
We have a new contest.
Can we talk about this?
Yes.
Michael Collins just came out and glared at us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Which one of us?
I think it was all three of us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just saying. And Sam Hop is back without a job.
Well, as you all know, Paul always messes up the Otter Bits live read.
I don't.
We need you, our fans, to write a new jingle that Paul can get correct.
Chewy, chewy Otter Bits.
Eight lines, please rhyme, and be creative. Remember not to use big words. All right, that's our new contest. What,
why? Because Paul can't read big words?
Yeah, that's
Is that
exactly
what you're
why.
Saying?
That's exactly why.
That's effed up, dude.
Well, I don't know what that means.
It means fucked up.
Okay. So the winner of that contest will receive a special live guest appearance on the Sam Opp show called Talkies?
Talkies. That's a lame...
That's a horrible name.
That's a real bad name.
That's a really, really bad name.
How about Sam Opp's Talkies with You?
I was thinking like Sam's House of Mysterious Movies.
Or Sam's Mysterious House of Movies.
How about Ops Opulent Opportunities?
How about Ops Opulent... What?
How about
O4?
O4.
I would just call it Sam's Movies so we can shorten it down to S&M.
I'm sorry, we're Ooh. Done with your interview.
Yeah. The Sam portion of the show has ended.
I'm never
folks.
Done with mine. Never done with mine. Hey,
Sam is ripping the microphone from my hand, Max.
Lipinski, if you give up that microphone, you're fired!
And I think that I'm already fired because Lipinski! Sam just ripped it from my hand again.
I don't want to hear
up on
your show anymore!
Ha ha! Still got it.
I think that's him laughing! Lipinski, you're fired!
Okay, we do have an auction.
Ooh.
Did you guys want to go ahead and get with the auction?
Auction.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and auction off...
But it's you, Guy. It's just me here.
Kesha.
We're going to auction off Kesha.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Wouldn't be... All right. Can we hear 35 cents? 35 cents go... 40 cents in the back. $1. Sam off with $1. Sam, what you got? Sam. $1. $1 in the back. $1. $1. 50 cents. 50 cents. 50 cents. $1.50. $1.50. $1.75. Man with the scone cat. 75 cents. What you got? Sold. So that was our auction. Let's see. What else do we have?
What did Ooh. She go for, dude?
75 cents.
All right.
Actually, she just walked out with some dude. I didn't even think we settled up there. We've got Coda's House of Rock.
Coda's House of Rock, dude. Which
She's my cherry pie.
Yeah. Who sings that?
You know who sings that?
No.
I'm pretty sure you do.
No.
It's who? Warrant. It's Warrant.
Warrant.
That's right.
That's what I have over my head.
Okay, we've also got, we've got this.
Listen to 107.5 The Jizz for your chance to win an all-expenses-paid trip to the Squire Lounge, right there on beautiful Colfax and Williams in downtown Denver, to see Kimberly Weathers perform the songs of Kesha live with a private backstage performance to follow.
Listen every day from 11 to 12 for your chance to register to be one of the finalists to compete for the possibility to enter our contest.
And if you didn't hear him, you can listen to me, this big B, at 107.5 The Jizz in downtown Denver. Listen every day from 11 to 12 for your chance to register to be one of the finalists to compete for the possibility to enter our contest. Caller 1,075 will be entered in that contest right at 107.5 The Jizz downtown. Denver.
Squire Lounge and 107.5 The Jizz is not responsible for the following: pool cues to the face, hand stabbings, ex-marine choke slam slash chokeouts, crack whore breath, swamp hits, sticky floor syndrome, Colfax locals, rat bites, bathroom needle condition, crabs, crab people, HSV 1 and 2, hillbilly hand fishing, non-flashbacks, anal leakage, PTSD, loss of faith in humanity, spontaneous combustion, spontaneous Cthulhu attacks, or in some common cases, death.
That is a really good commercial, by the way.
That was a pretty solid commercial.
Yep.
That's F material.
So we, yeah, totally, right? Anyway, and we're back. We have to have some thank yous out here, not only to our, whatever we were at, our station. We have executive producer.
No, thank the station. Thank the station.
I just did. Thank station.
Thank the station and soon to be station manager.
Oh, Sam Opp is going to be the.
Samuel F. Opperstein Jr. Esquire.
Is going to be the manager of this station in all of our hopes and prayers. Executive producers of this show have been Brooke Howard and Mindy Minderson. We'd like to thank also Jose Canseco, I said Jose.
Thanks, Jose Canseco. Please come on the show.
Jose Canseco.
Kick your ass if you don't.
Jay Marvin.
Yeah.
Michael and Luis. You know them. You know who you are. Really?
They know who they are. I'm pretty sure.
All right.
Say it one more time. Correctly.
Michael and Luis. You know who you are.
Say it like Otter Bits.
Otter Bits.
Awesome.
Phil Hendry.
Yeah.
Connor Nimmons, lefty.
He's a lefty.
And a special congrats to Jeff and Annalby.
Really? Really, Paul? Really?
Special congrats to Jeff and Emily, soon to be wreckers.
Read it one more time. They're about to get married this weekend.
Well, they're making the biggest mistake of their life. But anyway, a special congrats to Jeff and Emily, soon to be the home wreckers.
Awesome. How did I know you were going to go there?
Well, you're making the biggest mistake of your life, and this is the LMAX Show. Big P signing off with Max, my buddy.
Thanks, Sam Op.
Thanks, Sam Op.